In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Pope Gregory the Great, our beloved in Christ, that father of who wrote the pre-sanctified liturgy that we use every Wednesday during Great Lent, he also preached a homily on the encounter with Thomas. And he wrote in that homily these words, "What conclusion, dear brethren, do you come to seeing Thomas? Surely it was not by chance that this chosen disciple was missing in the first place, or that on his return he heard, that hearing he doubted, that doubting he touched, and that touching he believed. It was by divine dispensation and plan, not by chance, that things so fell out. For God's mercy worked wonderfully. For when that doubting disciple touched his master's wounded flesh, he cured the wound of our disbelief. So this doubting disciple who actually touched became a witness to the reality of the resurrection." In the Eastern Church, we call this day Antipascha, which, as Tyler said today, does not mean against Pascha, but in place of Pascha. It is that day that begins every Sunday now being an observation and remembrance of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection on that first Pascha is just as powerful to heal on each and every Sunday. It was Pascha for the first time for doubting Thomas, and it brought such a great renewal for him in his life that he would become, by tradition, that great apostle to Asia, the apostle to India, the apostle to Iran, and some even say even farther beyond, all by the power of the resurrection that day as he touched the hands and side of his risen Lord. Pope Gregory had said, "Touching his master's wounded flesh, he cured the wound of our human disbelief." By that power, he was to preach that gospel. It's interesting, in the Western Church, this particular Sunday, not only called colloquially Low Sunday, but also called the Sunday of Divine Mercy. It is based upon Pope Gregory's words, that by this divine plan of action and mercy, by even the condescension of our Lord, not only on the cross, but by allowing this doubting man to touch him, a renewal of mercy equal to Pascha itself had occurred. It is a great Sunday for not only Thomas, but for all of us. It is the beginning of the mission of the resurrection. First of all, I think that you would agree, from a worldly point of view only, it becomes harder and harder to believe on our own. It seems as if the oxygen of faith is being sucked out of this world. If we listen to the chatter of this world, it seems that disbelief and doubt often wins. The Richard Dawkins skeptical type seem to have won, and we seem to be more and more powerless to respond. Religious affiliation continues to decline at what seems to be a precipitous rate. Statistics tell us now that nearly 25% of those in this country call themselves irreligious or doubting, not to mention the status of other place older like Europe, where faith seems to dwindle less and more. Pope Paul VI, it is said, following the turbulence of Vatican II and what it seemed to release, is said to have walked the halls of the Vatican, repeating in his latter days these words over and over again, the words of our Lord, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The doubters, the skeptics, the atheists seem to have the last laugh. But do they? The grace-filled moment shown to Thomas begs to differ. And in fact, even more to show the divine mercy of the risen Christ, that grace is for doubters above all, that they might come to life again. I'm reminded of a story. It was right after the Russian Revolution, and a very well-beloved Metropolitan Benjamin of Petrograd, of St. Petersburg, was taken to court. He was called a traitor against the Bolshevik state, and he was put on trial in the early 1920s. Listening to the slander of the atheists in the court, finally he got a derisive comment from the court that he would be sentenced to death, to be shot. The doubters gleefully looked at him. He arose, having been asked, "Do you have any last words?" He arose in that courtroom, and calmly and with dignity, he exclaimed, "Christus vostris," Christ is risen. And in an act of divine mercy, it is said that God showed his grace in that moment when the courtroom erupted. He is risen indeed. Our Lord, the risen one, had the last laugh, if you will. And he does, again and again. In the midst of doubt, divine mercy shows. The answer to doubt is to return again and again to the sides and hands of the risen Lord, to the love-filled touch of his hands and his side full of mercy, his gracious condescension to all of us. Because when we look at Thomas today, we're looking at ourselves. Is there not any one of us here who cannot say we are constantly struggling with our doubts? Doubts that the Lord is with us. Even after he does something great and shows us his great mercy, Satan is right there prodding us. Do you really believe? Look at how things are working out in your life. And so the doubts get us again and again. I think of a coworker I have. He and his wife have gone through a terrible, terrible time with her pregnancy. This is like her fourth pregnancy, but it's just everything is going wrong. And yet they are good people, people who believe in their risen Lord. And they keep walking the path, even though he says to me every Monday morning when I ask him, "How are things going at home?" He says, "But I just have to keep walking with my wife," and I keep saying, "But the Lord has shown his mercy over and over. Stop doubting and believe." Beloved in the Lord, times may get even tougher, outwardly, inwardly. The road full of doubts will bump us to and fro. But like Thomas, the answer is always the same for us. Touch me, feel and see my divine mercy. This is the great thing about the Orthodox faith. It is a real physical thing that we can touch and that we can feel. That's what our Lord emphasized on that day when he had him touch his hands and his side, that hands and side from which his blood and which that water flowed, as St. John tells us. The sacraments of the church. These are the risen Christ. And why every Sunday now is Pascha. Because when we come together and we receive the body and blood of Christ, you and I are Thomas, touching his hands and his side of divine mercy. That's the only way to heal the doubt. That is the only way for any doubters to be answered. You cannot prove the faith. You can only call to come and see this Lord, as Thomas did. And when we come and feel his side and touch and taste and see that the Lord is good, we are healed like he is. Christ is risen. Christos vos res. Christos anesti.